Pretty much every day of the year, you'll find Art Richardson on Mount Major, doing laps.
Generally, way back, once up and down Mount Major, a Belknap would be about my, you know, daily average, but more recently, it's gotten to two or three times a day, most days.
It's worth pointing out here that Richardson is 71 years old.
I like to say this mountain has been my health insurance. Keeps the weight off, keeps the, you know, cholesterol and blood pressure within normal range. And
he's the enthusiastic ambassador for a nameless group of folks who hike about a mile up the steep eastern face of this mountain every day. He's hooked everyone in the same way, by talking to everybody on the trail. If he catches you at the bottom, it goes like this.
Art was heading back up. So Art says, hey, you want to hike with me?
Joan Hilton is from Gilmanton.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know who this dude is. I don't know if this is such a good idea.
Richardson has put together a zero-pressure hiking group. You show up whenever it's convenient, and you meet on the trail. Because Richardson goes up more than once, he's the glue that holds the group together, at least from Alton realtor Gary Goslin's telling.
He will have done it like twice, and he'll be coming up the third time, and if we're coming down, he'll immediately turn around. Not saying a word, not say, oh, I'll hike down with you. He just engages in conversation and just does this pirouette, and down he goes, you know.
And this group is not the only one that really digs climbing Major. On practically any summer day, the trailhead parking lot will be packed with dozens, if not hundreds, of cars, sometimes spilling out onto the road. So it's no surprise that the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests chose to highlight the mountain in its fundraising pitch to preserve 950 acres in the Belknap Range, only 175 of which are on Mount Major. Brenda Charpentier, communications manager for the project, says the other acres are actually more diverse ecologically. But who's ever heard of the Moulton River Valley? Now Mount Major, on the other hand. In less than a year, the fundraising campaign has nearly pulled in the $1.8 million it needs to preserve the land. Charpentier says she's had people pooling their money in the parking lot to give to the cause.
They come up hiking all the time and enjoy it, love it, and don't really realize that they're crossing private land to get to the top, and that private land could be sold or closed at any time.
Even after this project is completed, the mountain will mostly be a patchwork of privately owned plots. But Major's popularity isn't good news to everybody.
Well, Mount Major is already overused.
Dave Roberts has spent 20 years of his retirement producing incredibly detailed maps of the Belknap Range, though poor health has put an end to his hiking days. He says his ankles are about as strong as wet dish rags. Roberts is not opposed to the project. In fact, he's one of its biggest supporters. He put up his own money to buy a 75-acre parcel, which he's holding until the Forest Society can raise enough money to sock it away in conservation. But even though he's a believer in access, Roberts, like many conservationists, is worried about what happens when there's too much access.
Get the same number of people, or even an approximation of the number of people that are on this mountain out here, where's the wildlife supposed to survive?
On Major's main trail, many hiking boots over the years and inadequate drainage have led to massive erosion. Many of the trails that Roberts marks on his maps, he hopes to keep semi-private, calling them stealth trails. He worries about what happens if too many people get on these. One, the Boulder Loop Trail on Major, Roberts gave away himself, walking after a slight snowfall years ago.
Even though I was leaving a track for somebody to follow, I didn't think it would stay there, but it did. And somebody discovered it, they spoke to their friends, and their friends spoke to their friends, and it didn't take too long before that began to be a very popular trail. I don't know what the Boulder Loop Trail looks like now, but I'm suspicious that there are a lot of deep gullies in places.
In fact, it was the Boulder Loop Trail that we took down the day I met with Art Richardson and his crew.
No, I'm kidding.
The other half of the foundation of the Mount Major group is Alan Collier. He says his record is 6 times up in one day. He calls his hikes with friend Richardson mountain therapy. Nearly a year ago, his son, Sean Collier, was the MIT patrolman killed by the Tsarnaev brothers after the Boston Marathon bombing.
You know, with Arthur, he and I, in the beginning, last April, May, June, right when it was, you know, the loss was fresh, Art and I had a little signal that I'd tap the top of my head if we were with a group of people, and we'd start touching on a subject I didn't want to talk about. But I think if I didn't have this mountain and I didn't have my friends, I probably would have just been sitting at home, and who knows what kind of condition I'd be in right now.
The tension between the desire to keep lands open for recreation and to protect them from the ravaging hordes of inexperienced hikers that tromp on the rare flowers, it's a tough one to sort out. Who knows how much that 1 mile of eroded trail has done to help people figure out their troubles, or how many are more likely to think of their place in the natural world because of it. And really, the trend in the Belknaps is toward less access, not more. Not long ago, a popular trailhead in Guilford that you could use to hike to a spot called Round Pond was closed after a new landowner posted the property. The Forest Society hopes to finish the fundraising for this project in early March. Thanks to grants from towns, from various conservation groups, and from the state's newly reinvigorated Land and Community Heritage Investment Program, or LCHIP, they're about 80% of the way there. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.